Hello.
Doing pretty good.
Good. But I'm doing. Laying up here with my feet all popped up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought y'all were coming to church today. I was really surprised when I met you.
Mm-hmm. You know, we had something to do, and after we got through doing that, we went to ride, and I said to make ground to Bill.
Uh-huh.
And who just took off.
Yeah, because when I called him, he said that you were out there, and I said, oh, they are. They tricked me today, how did they even tell me?
No, I guess.
Oh, no, you don't have to tell me every time you go.
No. We didn't know where we were going.
Oh, that's good.
We just after we got through doing what we were doing,
uh-huh.
We said, let's ride out and see what we can find. I said, get us some dinner.
Uh-huh.
So we got some eight-star fish that was cooked out here on Lancaster Boulevard. In the valley. Mm-hmm. And so while I was out there, I said, why don't we just ride on out the bill?
Yeah, let me turn this TV off. I gotta go just a minute. Just a second. Yeah. Well, like you got the radio on and I had the TV on,
mm-hmm.
and I wasn't coming across the good.
Mm-hmm.
So
we went up just went by the or just the fish only. We didn't get the, you know, we told them we didn't want the chips, you know, fish and chips. And I got three pieces and we ate a piece and a half, you know. We broke the other piece half and two, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had that. About a pop.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I've been sticking to mine, so I haven't been eating vegetables as I should.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe tomorrow I will.
And so when we got back, we had one of those TV steak dinners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for our dinner.
I was too lazy to even do that. I just ate the rest of my tuna fish.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. I probably won't show much of a weight loss because I'm not eating right.
Mm-hmm. So
mm-hmm.
we said, we'll just get some of these salt fish and we'll stay on our lunch, dinner, you know,
mm-hmm.
on our thing. I said, well, if we're going out there and then maybe we eat dinner with them,
uh-huh.
and then we'd mess up.
Uh-huh.
And so when they got there, we told them we done eat dinner.
Well, that's good. It's best not to get too hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't eat until late, you see, then I got back around. I could have gotten back in here sooner, but I didn't. Oh, by the way, I was told to tell you, you missed a call yesterday.
A call?
Uh-huh. Were you aware that you were supposed to have gotten that radio call yesterday?
No.
You didn't know it? Because I didn't know it, naturally.
No, I didn't know it.
They had said that they thought they had made it plain since they couldn't get through Friday to come back at 1:45. Saturday, and they said the call came through at 2:50.
Mm-hmm.
And I really
after
felt
we
bad.
Left?
Yeah.
Oh.
I really felt badly about because if I had
known. Oh, well, I didn't know anything about that.
You didn't?
No.
And I guess maybe they didn't either.
No.
What's the matter?
Okay, yeah, maybe.
You decided not to talk to him after all?
Huh?
You decided not to talk to Father after all?
Well, I didn't know nothing to talk to him about.
Oh, I thought you said that you wanted to talk to him about getting your property back.
He had promised me the money already, and he and I, we walked up there at the fair. I told he and them that.
Mm-hmm.
But there were many things that I just read this thing that this escrow instructions that they had. And so I hadn't even read the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you don't know anything, they hadn't given us one. They were supposed to have given us one when they sold the property.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know, you know, what to talk to them about, as to how much or nothing.
So you're not interested in talking to them now, huh?
Oh, I'll talk to them when, after I find out more about this thing I've got here.
Oh, I'm not trying to inquire. I just wanted to know, because I was told today, because I didn't even know that he, you know, had called down Revelation the other week, you mm-hmm. know, because I got too far. I'm not over there when you guys go.
But, we went over there, but they couldn't get through.
They couldn't get through.
Mm-hmm.
But they did get through yesterday.
Well, they didn't tell us anything about it. They didn't tell us that they were going to try to get through again.
Well, I guess it's just a misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm.
But they did get through. They got him on the line.
Yeah.
And I felt bad because I felt responsible because I came down and asked Mabel if she wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, let me speak to Mabel then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mabel? Mabel?
Is she asleep already?
Mabel?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Uncle.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, how you doing? You asleep already?
No, I'm listening in, Lord.
Oh, dear.
Are you in the bed?
I've been in the bed all day long because here after I left the church, well, I just came and put my feet up because after all that walking I did yesterday,
mm-hmm.
I felt that, you know, one is still swollen pretty badly.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been lying in bed all day and
mm-hmm.
people been coming in and things like that, and I'm almost ready to really go to sleep now. I talked with Bill and Irma about the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to take Irma's suggestion, because there's no point in me worrying about that car.
You want to take Irma's what?
Suggestion. He suggested I just go on and sell it, that we go on and sell it. And y'all can do whatever y'all want to do with it, you know, with all this money, because I'm not going to mess with it. There's no point in no reason for me to get killed fooling around with Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And seems like he evidently has his hand on quite a bit of information, and even if I always had the trouble of, you know, changing the license plate and all of that, somehow he seems to find out everything. So, you know, rather than getting shot or something over or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I hate it because even if I didn't use a car, you decide not to use it,
mm-hmm.
it would have been a good car for us to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And now, I would hate for anybody to take. In fact, I don't know. I'm just going to leave it on the lot until, you know, you and Bubba, whatever y'all rest, the brothers and sisters want to do about it. I can't take no more responsibility. I'm really sorry it happened like this, but I don't, you know, want to have people to think that I'm trying to boss and, you know, direct Saul's life or whatever. And the same way with the house.
Mm-hmm.
If you want me, I'll call the lawyer and we'll make an appointment to go in and see him. But after that, I'm not gonna deal with any of it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to work up the trouble of having the car painted. I just hate it, you know. I would like to get it sold out of town and hope the person never come back to Los Angeles, because
mm-hmm.
if Charlie's going to start shooting, I would hate for some innocent person to get shot.
Mm-hmm.
I really
now, with the, see what I'm talking about, I wish somebody else would see it. If they know Charlie was taking that secret weapon, you know, they put Charlie in the
yeah, but see, Uncle Wade said he didn't want his name involved, and he was the only one who says he knows it.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, therefore, we don't have any proof that he, you know, has it, you know, unless you report it, and he doesn't want to be reported as having said he saw it.
No,
So, for that reason, we just have to let it go, and, I guess Charlie just have a house to live in.
I guess so. That's his life.
Yeah, for the rest of his life, and I can't do anything about it. But I'm really glad that we didn't get the church involved, because And later on, it would have fallen back on them. Mm-hmm. I would say them on us because I was part of the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have fallen back on them. And I'm glad that we didn't get any of that done. So the only thing, one day when you got time, if you will go with me, in order to sell the car, I guess we're going to have to get the pink slips and all of that stuff fixed up. I don't know what to do in order to sell that car.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a big hassle.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to be around much longer? Because I mean, I know it talks about moving. I mean, you're not going back to Texas too soon, are you? Cause I don't want to be left with all this stuff by myself, so...
No.
If you plan to leave real soon, I have to... Okay, then, because if you were going to leave real soon, then I was going to have to start working on it right away. And I said, well, this has really ruined my life, because with Charlie knowing that much about my whereabouts and everything, I guess I just have to rush, you know, and get out of here, because there's no sense in me getting killed.
No, you don't know who's got the car.
Yeah. Didn't wait till he said he was gonna shoot the first nigga he saw driving it.
Yeah, but you don't know you got it.
Well, he see me driving it though, and he knows exactly where we live.
I say he haven't seen you driving it.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna take no chance on
that. That's what I say. We just sell the car.
Yeah, just sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you know. Whatever y'all want to do. It's just that I'm not going to take no more chances anymore. I've got to start taking things a little bit better care of myself.
Mm.
I hate it. You know, I really hate it because it's a good car.
Huh?
It's a good car.
Yes, it is a good car.
Lala?
Yeah?
Don't try to sell that car like it is. Change them things and then sell it.
I'm not going to do anything else because, like I said before, I have a lot of my own personal...
Well, the other thing about it, Mabel didn't have anything to do with that car. Just forget it. She made it sit out there in the lot. And Mabel couldn't even touch that stuff.
Well, that's up to her. I didn't ask it to.
They took that car and all that kind of stuff. I thought I was doing a favor to come and tell you what he said.
Well, you did tell me that car's not going to drive it anymore.
So you can do whatever you want to now. I don't want Mabel to have anything to do with it.
Well, as I said before, you know, that's up to her, whatever she wants to do. You know, Saul is her sister.
I know.
She did leave a power attorney with Mabel and me and Mother. So, then, you know, I'm no more involved than Mabel is. But I just said that I'm not going to drive the car.
Well, let anybody drive it wants to.
No,
I'm sorry I even said anything about it.
No, I'm glad you did because...
Well, I shouldn't have said nothing about it.
I'm glad you did because, after all...
Because the people don't seem to believe it.
No, I didn't believe it. That's why I'm not going to drive the car.
Now, I done told you now.
No, I said I'm not going to
drive. So anytime anything happened, now, don't blame me for it.
I won't be in the car.
I risked my life to find out that.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that. I told you that. It's just that I don't plan to drive the car knowing that the past. Okay, now knowing that the man is driving around with a gun, ready to shoot the first person he sees driving the car, it wouldn't make good sense for me to drive the car.
No.
I already have a car. I said it's a pity, though, that it couldn't have been given to somebody, even if LC, had it.
No.
But now, I just would like to get the car out of town to be sold. Because I would hate for some innocent person to be shot down by Charlie.
Well, that's right. I'm just going to put it anywhere you want it. I was given the revelation, and I went and seen about it. And after I went and seen about it, I've had it before, and I said, don't you go over. I don't know you. You stay out of this. But I didn't.
That?
I told her, huh?
Who said that?
Mabel.
And
so I told you one time down there I was gonna go over. You said, don't you go over there.
No, because I was afraid of child. I don't want.
I was afraid of him too, but I wanted to find out what his intentions were.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it could have been, all of us could have been riding in it.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been sitting back all cramped up in the back seat.
Yeah. Sitting around
with a bunch of foolishness that y'all carrying on.
It must have been shot through the window.
All of them been shot through the window. They're playing around with a bunch of foolishness that these folks are carrying on.
So I said, no, I'm not using the car. The car can definitely just have to sell for whatever it can sell for. Because I'm not bothering it. Mm-mm. That's it. I had said I was going to go and have it changed, you know, tomorrow and have it changed over and everything. But if Charlie can get that much information about Mama's dying and Stella not here.
Stella told him that.
Aunt Stella?
Yeah, Aunt Stella called him and told him Mama was dead.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. I told you that yesterday. You don't listen.
No, I sure didn't. I'm sorry. I was trying to write, you remember? And I told you all I couldn't do the part of one
time. You better get your head together.
I guess I better get my head together. So Aunt Stella called him, huh?
Aunt Stella called him and told him.
And then she told him that that Saul wasn't at the funeral.
Mm-hmm. And all that, I wasn't interested in that part. I just interested in what his feelings were.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was going to do and all that type of thing. That's all that I went over there to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that he was carrying a gun to shoot whoever found in the car.
Mm-hmm. And he showed you the gun?
Oh, yeah, I saw it, Newton.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and looked at it, and it had an outfit full of shells and the thing, and the thing was loaded 5 times. Y'all, he had to be pull the trigger 5 times.
Gotcha.
38. Mm. All he had to do was poom, 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 poom. And then he had a bunch of things inside the car, a bunch of shells.
What is that, 38 Magnum? I don't know anything
about it. But anyway, it's a 38 automatic.
Mm.
But anyway, I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I started not even tell me. I started to leave it alone and stay out of it myself.
Well, I mean, I appreciate you telling me that.
But I said I'm going to tell her, because Mabel did so many things I tell her not to do.
Mm-hmm.
No, no. No. Oh, okay.
What happened?
Nothing. Mabel wants me to hurt.
Okay, let me speak to her.
Well, he tells me so many things. He tells me not to do. He's the papa.
Well, what you mean? Well, he said, I'm the mom. I guess you're just a child.
Uh-huh.
I guess you're just a child, because he said, I'm the mama.
Uh-huh.
He said, I'm
just a child, 67 years old.
The fire engine has stopped close to here.
Oh.
No, it went on down the street.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, he said that he told us last night that Aunt Stella called Charlie and told him. I told him I didn't remember that. He said I should have been listening.
Mm.
I told him I was trying to write.
Aunt Stella still called Charlie. And she knows Sarah and said, what she keep calling Charlie for?
Something.
thought I might be calling her too.
Well, anyway,
I'm not gonna drive the car, so the car just had to, we just had to sell it.
Because I
don't see no point in getting killed.
And maybe
when you, well, one day when you get a chance to, I've got to call. What are you gonna be doing tomorrow?
We got to do that little job.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go away tomorrow. And then, you know, we go to the doctor.
Okay, then what about this Tuesday? I have to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to find out is, the lawyer on Saola's house wants to hear from us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to have to be paid for whatever he has already done.
Mm-hmm.
As far as trying to, you know, evict child, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to L.C. this morning. I thought I'd ask, I had to tell her to have Bubba call it. But anyway, to my knowledge, Bubba hasn't called. And, of course, I talked to Bill and Herman both this evening
mm-hmm.
for a while. But I don't know. I guess the only thing we can do then is just leave the house alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know I'm not going to be going over there.
I know I ain't.
So, but the lawyer...
I said, Sal got herself in this kind of mess.
Yeah.
So that Eloise told her and I told her. And Sister Ruth, all the way from Texas out here, told her not to have Charlie. And Charlie come in there. And she just hard-headed and went on down it in there. Like there's the last man in the world. That's the last fool in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fixing it up. It's really keeping it up so whoever said it, well, you know, because he ain't got a paper to his name. Nothing. They say the only thing that's been out, I forgot to look at is the rug on the floor. And anyway, he's picking it up and painted all inside and put up drapes. And I'm just like Bill. Bill said, bad folks like that always meet the match. You need a match. You go kind of mess up somebody like that, you know. He done us, and he'll fool around trying to do somebody else, and he's going to meet his match.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the truth. Oh, I mentioned it to Uncle Wade, that I didn't know, Mabel, that Jim was supposed to call you guys yesterday. Did you know it?
Yesterday?
Uh-huh.
What was yesterday?
Saturday. They said that they told you and Uncle Wade that they couldn't get through, you know, the day you were there, Friday.
Oh.
And to come back Saturday at the same time, they were going to try again. Because that's the best hour.
Oh.
And they got him at 10 after 2.
Oh. No, I didn't understand that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because I didn't know. Because if I had, God knows, I wouldn't have had you out under any circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Because they went to a lot of trouble to get him.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't understand
So I asked Uncle Wade, I said, well, do you still want to talk with him? Or, you know, has everything been settled or what? I don't know. Like I said,
no, things have been settled. Wade wants to read over that thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and understand it, you know. So, when he talks to her, and he can, you know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, whenever you get ready, let me know, and I'll tell him, because
mm-hmm.
evidently there's been some misunderstanding, but this is they got through yesterday.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't understand it yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know you got a lot on your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, then I'll tell you, I'll call the lawyer tomorrow. I don't think I'm going to do too much of anything because
mm-hmm.
that just really ruined me, and I'll have to start driving my other car again,
mm-hmm.
which makes it kind of bad because right now, you know, I need it done. Sometimes one of us is going one place and one's going another place.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to help the church out by letting them use my car. And I don't want to just, I'm not an Indian giving. I don't want to just go back now and say, well, give me the Nova back. But I'm not going to be driving that car around. So I got all of these cards that we addressed last night. So I'll probably have to bring them down to you and let you drop them in the mail. Because see, I didn't go in that car all the day, and I didn't go in the other one either. And I might write another letter or two if I don't go to sleep before. And I'll let you drop them in too. And I'll have to write Jean later on and JoJo later on. And then I'll just try to get Rob or somebody until we get together on the Nova again. And the insurance, I think, expires on the call the 29th anyway.
What? Wait till you had got a time to read that over and understand it good.
Well, okay, I'm sure you can wait. As long as you and Uncle Wade are happy and satisfied, that's the most important thing. If you don't mind waiting, you know, until you get your things together. That's the main thing. Nobody's rushing you, but we just saw that you know, wanted to talk right away. So when you do get ready to talk, it won't be any problem there. It just might, you know, you may not be able to get the message at the time that you want to get it. You know, sometimes you have to wait, because I was up there one Saturday, and we tried and tried and tried, and I was never able, they weren't able, to get through at all, you know, all the while I was up there. So it's just that they're working on that now, but it's just one of those things that, you know, during certain seasons, and the lines are all tied up, and it's a very difficult way to make conversation furthermore, because you got to say over when you finish speaking, and and then the other person says over, and you know, it's a whole... In fact, you better probably get practice in learning how to talk over the radio, you know. You say, like you say, hello, Tommy, over. And then let Tommy know that he speaks back, and he said, well, hi, Aunt Mabel, over. And it gives you a chance to know that it's time for you to speak again. And be like, mother, just holler, oh. So, to get ready for the overs. Every time you get to a period, you say over. And then you give the other, you know, you give him a chance to speak. But I didn't know that he called, but that was a revelation, I understand, that he called down the other week.
About what?
To you and Uncle Wade.
Oh.
I didn't know anything about it until I was down that Thursday night, and I heard that you had called.
Oh, you called out.
Yeah, that was a revelation from JJ, from what I understand. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, he called us.
I mean, but did he tell you it was a revelation from
Father? Yeah, he said he had a revelation or something.
Because I didn't know that. I'm always interested in the revelation. Didn't have anything to do with me, did it?
No. Uh-uh.
There's something about y'all. And that you were supposed to come.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
No, I don't want to go to no promised land. No. I mean, I don't want to go live where I don't want to live. I mean, it's a punishment. You know, it's the same as being the pen. You see, if I don't want to go to pen, and they make me go, well, you know, it just don't make no sense to me.
No. Well, I'm nobody's going to make you go. I know that.
Because I know it's a whole lot of them in this building not going. So I worry about us. We don't want to go either.
No. If it's a revelation, of course you do what you wish, but I do know that there have been several people who did not go, and later on something happened, you know, and I know good well if he calls me and tell me that he had a revelation. Now, asking me if I'm ready to come is a different situation, because then I can say, well, not quite ready yet, Mm-hmm. But a revelation to me is a different thing, and I've always believed him before.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't, you know, put it off that. Now, if he called me and told me he saw something in my future, I'm not talking about you, Uncle Ray, you do what you want to do. Because he said, I'm your mama, but that's not true. I'm just saying, I would be afraid not to.
Well, I don't want to go, and I will not be going. I soon die here if the guy over there and showed me a hope. Now, that is the truth. Because when you die over there, they don't send your body back. They dig a hole and dump you in. And I just soon die here, have my family here, and to go over there in a strange land and be dead in a hole. And that is the truth, because you're going to die in there. And that's the way I feel about it. And if I don't want to go over there, why punish myself and go over there?
Well, no.
Myself. I'm just saying, going to the pen and don't want to go.
Oh, no, I don't think anybody would do that, Mabel. I just thought you had, you know, had wanted to go before.
No, I never wanted to go.
Why did you get all them trunks and suitcases?
Well, you see, they had me all bundled up. They had took all my property away from me, took my living away from me. And I just didn't know what, I was just so bundled up there, I didn't know whether I was going or coming. I never wanted to leave the country. I never did. See, they had took my property. I told Wade. I said, I don't want to go. I said, but I'll go because my living is took away from me.
Well, what about him? He used to want to go.
Who?
Wade.
Oh, that's him. I never wanted to go.
But he should.
That's when I fought. Wait a minute. That's when I fought against selling my property and giving it to him. Because I know that was my living. I worked for over 40 years. Trying to work for my senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And I never wanted to go there.
See, that was a misunderstanding. Because I thought, you know, when we were going out buying things, I didn't know.
No, I was going out buying things. And I said, well, it ain't because I want to go. I said, but they have my living. And I have to go. Mm. That's the only thing. I never wanted to leave my country. I never want to leave my people and my family.
Well, okay, but didn't Wade want to go then?
Well, I don't know what about Wade. I never wanted to go. I never did.
Okay.